We have seen some rather significant weather changes around here over the past couple of days. A cold front swept across the region yesterday, taking with it oppressive humidity and the threat for flooding downpours. And in their place, we've seen some much more comfortable air come into our region. Dew point temperatures today are running in the 50s to around 60. Compare that with dew points that were close to 70 through the first half of the week, and that means the oppressive air is gone, at least for now, as the air has started to dry out across our region. Temperatures today have been within a few degrees of 80, and we've seen a mixture of clouds and sunshine. That front that came through yesterday is stalled to our south and east, basically just off the New England and Mid-Atlantic coast. There are some showers that have developed over portions of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and some of those may become a player for us, especially across southern areas during the night. But for now, high pressure is in control. It's building across eastern Canada and northern New England, and that is what is delivering this little break from all of the humidity that was with us for so many days. So it looks to be a fairly quiet night with partly to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be relatively comfortable for sleeping as temperatures fall back into the 50s and 60s. We could even see a few 40s in the mountains across the north. There is the chance of a passing shower, mainly south of I-90, and that's pretty much the setup during the day tomorrow. We could see a shower or storm flare up south of I-90. Otherwise, we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It'll turn slightly more humid tomorrow, but it won't be oppressive as temperatures climb into the upper 70s and 80s. By Sunday, it turns warmer and more humid, and there is the chance for a passing shower or storm, mainly during the heating of the day. And then on Monday, it turns even hotter and more humid, as we are likely to reach or exceed the 90-degree mark in many spots on Monday afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, mainly south of the Mohawk Valley, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, low in the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, low around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, very warm and more humid, high in the 80s to around 90, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.